Welcome to Yeah, I Am a Nerd podcast. I am your host, Fluffy. Sitting to the left of me is...
Matthew Spiros Valish.
And sitting across from me, we have a special guest today because Rick couldn't make it. So...
What does he have? Butthole cancer?
No, he's... I think he's moving into another house.
Oh.
So...
Yay!
Little clap, yay!
Grown anyway, up shit.
Sitting across from me today is our friend, Will Catfish Lorzing.
Go by many names.
Yes, he does.
That he does.
As we get started today, let's look into the movies that are out now. Despicable Me 2 trumped everything at the box office, including The Lone Ranger.
Ooh. I haven't heard anything about The Lone Ranger.
Really? I've only heard... Like, I heard bad things at first, but then the more people saw it, they started saying, oh, it was okay.
It was so terrible. I'll see it a second time in theaters.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it, but I know it's like 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
It's way too long.
That is.
Yeah, especially for
some cowboys bopping around.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
sand.
The reviews, they said stuff like Groan Ranger and stuff like that because it was just so long, but, I think I talked to Rick. He saw it, and I think he actually enjoyed it. So I don't know.
Okay,
I'll have to watch it, but I don't want to watch it in theater. I hate movies that long, unless I really want to see them. I like to watch them at home better than going to the theater because you're just the theater seat for 3 hours can be rough.
Kids are always mucking it up.
Yeah, and damn kids,
damn teenagers.
Oh, he's throwing their mic and ice
so
at the
cool,
screen.
Smoking their cigarettes.
And doing alcohol.
Lord knows.
Will, what do you got? What movies have you seen?
What kind of
drugs
and alcohol do you got?
All I got to say is, I remember seeing Lord of the Rings in theater, and that was way too long to be sitting in a seat.
So I agree. I'm a fan of Lord of the Rings.
The
I like
seat
it. I have the
as
extended
well.
Cuts.
Was it like that when you found it?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
and I like the extended cuts of Lord of the Rings, but they're definitely more enjoyable in my own home when I can watch them at my leisure, as opposed to sitting in the theater for 3 hours. Especially because the theater that they were at sucked. It was the AMC, wasn't it? Did you see it here?
I saw it in the Regal in over by Chapel Hill, actually.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't really remember. That was a while ago.
You were drunk.
I was 12.
And drunk. But I saw some of my crapples over the past few
which
days.
One?
And I saw a new crapple that I enjoyed.
Tell me the old first.
Okay. Well, I watched Bowfinger.
Awesome.
I love Bowfinger. It's hilarious. I don't know why. I think because the dorky version of... what's his name?
Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. The dorky, his brother, who's Eddie Murphy, but a dorky version of him. He reminds me of a friend that we have, and I think you know who I'm talking about. Helbig?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's just a T. Yeah, just smiling with the gum showing.
I thought they were in here. I was like,
No, no, yeah,
only,
Will.
Oh, you talk shit about him behind his back.
Will just smacked the microphone.
His only regret was he didn't lock the rear naked on the mic.
If he did, maybe this could have been avoided.
It's all over.
And I watched there was a movie on Netflix that I watched called Troll Hunter, which was hilarious.
What is it based on the Troll series?
No, it's like so. It's like a Blair Witch with the shaky cam and some handheld camera, kind of like
they
Cloverfield.
They find a troll. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Was it like a straight to shittio?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah. And the trolls look terrible as CG characters, but it was hilarious. They find this guy. It's all subtitled, too.
That's awful.
I can't forget where.
Was it a French
film? Not French.
Shaky video in
somewhere over Scandinavia, I think.
Okay,
where
why not?
The original troll lore comes from. Like, okay. They're big creatures, and they're in the woods, and sunlight
Finland.
Turns them
there
to stone. Right. And so, like, it's just, like, there's so much buildup to when you see the first troll, and it's just goddamn hilarious. It's a three-headed troll that looks like, I don't know. Poop walking on poop, basically.
Okay.
Hilarious.
You paint a vivid picture.
But I watched it to the end. It kept my attention the whole time. It was weird and funny. Some guy gets some eaten good by yucks. A troll. Yeah, there was all types of trolls, too. Big trolls, little trolls.
Did they have cankles?
Yeah, were they? They're all barefoot. Right?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I don't check out trolls' cankles much.
Well, what are you saying? Like stubby features?
Yeah.
Well, what's a shitty movie you've seen recently? Yeah. I know you've got one in you.
Let's see here.
Well, tell us about Ladybugs. You had a review for the movie Ladybugs, I'm sorry. And I assume that's the one with Rodney Dangerfield. And
oh, definitely with Rodney Dangerfield. And the mom from Sister Sister.
Yes.
Mm. Other than that, nobody else.
No one, huh?
Nobody. There's nothing.
No one made it out of that.
The son was in Neverending Story, actually.
Which one?
Yeah.
The second one, the shitty one.
Okay.
The one that doesn't matter.
The one that isn't the first.
Yeah. Thought it was a good movie. I forgot how hilarious Rodney Dangerfield was.
Oh, yeah. He's a damn riot. And then I like how they had that one, like, real geeky-looking chick. And then, like, she does the glasses pull off and then does her hair, and you're like, boners.
Well, then there's the one
pants
time,
wet.
Too, that quote, hot chick in the movie, he ends up fantasizing about marrying her, and it's pretty epic and weird. But nonetheless, Rodney Dangerfield.
Stellar review. So
Rodney Dangerfield brings it all together.
Let me tell you something about Will. He gives the best movie reviews I have ever heard in my life.
I have to second that.
They are fantastic. Like, what do you say about the Expendables 2? I think, and I quote you, it was not on the level of Sergeant Bilko.
Sergeant Bilko is a great movie. Steve Martin, I mean, what more do you want?
A strong defense. Yeah. A strong defense. I mean, are you a fan of Bowfinger then?
I have not actually ever seen Bowfinger.
You're fucking kidding me? You've never seen Bowfinger?
I have not.
You have to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good, but I don't know why. It cracks my ass up every time.
Well.
With Eddie Murphy, he plays Kit Ramsey, the big movie star who feels compelled to show his dick to the Laker girls.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And then he finally does it, and they just look at him and laugh.
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can join in our pleasure.
I'm not sure if it's on Netflix. I don't know.
We can find out.
You could probably pick it up on DVD for $1.
Why don't you go to the exchange?
I'd have to buy a DVD player then.
Oh, you know.
Your laptop.
You have a Blu-ray player?
Nope. MacBook doesn't have a DVD player.
What? I didn't know that.
Poop. Booty.
Yep.
That booty bag.
You can poop buy one, out that but I don't want to buy an external one to use it one every...
Also, Demolition
2 years.
Man.
The movie.
Too bad
Wesley
he went
Snipes?
To jail.
What?
Didn't he?
Who?
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah,
is he bringing it full circle. Bringing it full circle.
Go.
They're waiting for him to get out of jail before they do Expendables 3.
Oh.
It's the rumor I hear.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
God damn.
Fantastic.
Demolition Man. Great movie.
Good.
Demolition Man is
Rob Schneider's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone forgets about him.
And he's used well.
That's so funny that Rob Schneider is in a movie with Sylvester Stallone that's set in the future where he's a cop. And then he's also in Judge Dredd, a movie set in the future where Sylvester Stallone's a cop. But for some reason, they kind of work well together. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it does work. I didn't mind him in either.
What's that new movie with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up. R.I.P.D.
Yep.
Yeah. It's basically a Men in Black ripoff.
But I liked Men in Black.
I like Men in Black, too.
1, 2, and 3. 3 in 3D? Have you seen it in 3D?
2 is poop.
2 isn't good.
2 is all right, man. It's got the hot
2
chick.
2 is poop.
2
right?
is
Yeah,
2 is
the hot chick, right?
3 is fun.
And 2's got a...
Don't say Johnny Knoxville, because he's not a selling point.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with. It's but he was good enough at the time to get in a movie with Will Smith. I mean, that's
pretty
good.
Yeah, no, no. I mean, Johnny Knoxville, actually, I don't mind him as an actor. I just don't... Like, if a movie comes out starring Johnny Knoxville, I'm not running to see it, is all I'm saying. Although, The Ringer is a surprise. That movie is awesome funny. Movie. I like that movie.
He was a nice guy in the end.
He did the right thing. That's
you watch
sure.
it all the way
I
through?
I did, yeah.
Damn.
I don't know why. Now looking back on it, I don't know what told me. Hey, Johnny Knoxville is going to pretend like he's a mentally challenged person.
Oh, you didn't say
you're censoring
it. You didn't,
yourself.
You didn't say retard?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I would
alienate
some
of our viewers.
Offend some people.
Listeners? He always says viewers.
Viewers?
People are watching us right now.
Because I'm watching us right now, so I think everyone can.
Like Rockwell.
Mm-hmm. Norman or the other one?
R&B artist.
There's just so many things in Demolition Man that make it a funny movie. And
Wesley Snipes. It's probably Wesley Snipes.
Like Taco Bell winning
the franchise wars.
The franchise wars.
Now,
and Arnold's
man is
a
Taco Bell.
I need a little bigger burrito than this.
Lord knows I could use a burrito.
Like, that's a burrito. The sex scene sucked.
That car, the wheel comes
Yeah, when you get into a crash, it just blows up with some, like, styrofoam that protects you.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
I would
yeah, when you're watching it, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I would like...
It looks where like is that work. At? I don't need flying cars.
I
need that thing.
Well, we just need, I think Ray Romano said it, but Nerf cars. So we just bump into each other. And he said the worst part is when it rains, you have to go wring your car out then.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, no! I don't own a car.
Not yet, you don't. Anyway, Demolition Man. You got the three seashells, which
there's
is
also...
I always want to know how to use those.
Yeah. You never know.
As a practical joke, I never did. I always wanted to, in my dorm, just take all the rolls of toilet paper from every bathroom and just replace them with three seashells late at night. So when people come in to, like, take a shit, they're just like, what the fuck is this shit? And then I'll just laugh at him. Yeah, he doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
He's got dookie on his hands.
Do you know how much shit would be on those seashells?
Oh, my gosh. It's repulsive.
Which end do you use? Do you scoop or do you scrape? How does this work?
I always thought maybe some water came out from behind them. You have to use them. Because there's no way that...
I don't know.
There'd have to be something like one... One's wet, and then one blows it dry, and the other one, I don't know, fragrance
spray. It's the future.
Spray.
There's not even AIDS.
It's the
they
future.
They have no AIDS in the future. Happen. Isn't that what it was? AIDS?
What?
Oh, that he's trying to get out into the world?
No, he's talking about the sex scene with Sandra Bullock and how they don't have sex anymore because so many fluids are exchanged.
Oh,
that
yes.
is gross.
Oh,
they put on virtual
they got
reality
rid of,
shit.
They got rid of STDs. That's kind of sweet, though.
They didn't get rid of them. They just found a way to bypass them.
Yeah. And it's a boring way, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like sex dirty.
And raw.
Healthy, yeah. Bareback.
But it's like the internet. It's like if the internet was interactive with me, though, I guess. I don't know.
Is that what you want, Will? For the internet to be
the internet.
Interactive
you
with you?
You want to marry the internet?
I don't think that's too much to ask for.
Science, get on that right now.
Bill Nye's got it.
Covered. Oh, how about Blank Man?
Great movie. David Alan Greer, that one Wayne's brother. They're all interchangeable.
J5!
That's not racist.
Short Circuit.
Are you naming movies or?
Yeah, I loved Short Circuit.
Who did?
I love both of them.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yes, I just loved Johnny Five.
Blank Man and Other Guy. That's the best part about that whole
thing. Because it's J5 and Blank Man. The, like, washing machine, he turns into a robot.
Yep.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say is no Johnny 5, like, in Short Circuit. Wasn't that his name? Yeah.
Johnny.
And then it was Johnny. Been way better if it was Blank Man featuring Short Circuit.
Oh, absolutely.
They just combined those two movies?
What?
I don't know.
No,
what is wrong with
you? Said, yeah.
That other Wayne's brother, which one was it? Marlon? No. Damon.
That was Damon.
Damon Wayans. He was in Major Payne as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Major Payne. Major Payne.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, I love that movie. That's another crapple.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good. I don't know. These. No,
okay.
No. No, I mean,
Scrooge, I'll get back to work.
No, I mean, it's good. I was saying that because I was debating, well, is it a crappy movie or is it, it's, does it fall into that category?
Because it is.
But it does.
It's a classic
movie.
It is a USA Saturday afternoon classic.
That's exactly right. That's the way I love watching it.
It's a step under like Billy Madison.
Dude, let me tell you the best Sunday I had, because this just happened a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
I wake up in the morning, early for some reason. Probably because the dog woke me up.
What's early? But what is early?
6:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
Just saying. You never
I woke up at 6 p.m. and stayed up.
Want to draw a map?
So I'm up, and I look at the movie channels, and the middle of Apollo 13 is on, so I get to catch it from
get
that
some
point.
Bacon in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon with my
I
eggs.
I love Apollo 13. That movie's awesome.
It is pretty cool.
It's no and the fact that away. It's a true story is just even cooler. Hey, you got stranded up in space almost. You made it back. My God.
With
awesome.
No oxygen.
Yeah. But right after that, Uncle Buck came on.
Good fucking shit. High five time.
Best Sunday movie there is. I don't know what it is about Uncle Buck, but like that's
goes,
a Sunday movie.
I do this on my lawnmower when it backfires. Yeah, when it shuts off, I do the point. Boom.
Here's a quarter. Go down to the sewer and have a rat and all that thing off your face. So funny.
He keeps his hatchets sharp enough to circumcise a gnat.
Oh, this is great. For some reason, that movie's always on around Thanksgiving. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like on TV, like regular
TV?
Because
it's all cold and shitty because up in Chicago. He has the clapper for the Cubs sign.
Yeah. He bakes the giant pancakes for his kid's birthday. Macaulay Culkin's birthday.
What does he say? He's like, you got to see the toast. It won't even fit through the door.
Yeah.
He was in Home Alone, though. John Candy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was, you just fucking dropped a bomb on me. I'm going to fucking hate myself if I can't think of this.
His name?
Yeah.
What? How would you remember his name? That's pretty good.
I watched that movie a fuck ton.
Okay. Yesterday.
Yeah, almost.
Oh, I was working out.
He was part of the band, the Kenosha Kickers.
Okay.
Wow. You should be that.
It's a polka band. Halloween. God damn, I used to know it. I can't remember.
Was Weird Al in it?
Well, the thing was in my family.
Sheboygan.
Well, between my brother and I, usually was to try movie trivia on like movies that we really liked. So it'd be like Home Alone, Back to the Future, stuff like that. And we'd get so down to the nitty gritty that it's like, okay, what's Kevin McAllister's address? And we used to know it. Like, I don't remember it now or. What it got down to, what's his neighbor's address? Because he calls 911, he's like, and he's like, they're at my neighbor's house, and he gives the address. So it gets down to that. And I used to know all these things, but
I've seen all four Home Alones.
You should have stopped at two.
I stopped at
I agree
three.
With you there, but.
A lot of crappy Home Alones.
Damn.
We should have,
I had no idea.
We should have a producer get on that.
What, for a 10th?
Yeah, we'll do Will Home
Strike
Alone.
Strike by the iron's hot.
Will Home Alone. We'll make that movie.
Yeah,
it'd be a great Home movie.
Where there's blood everywhere.
Left alone with no internet.
That sounds more like a crazy psycho story.
Ah! No electricity.
And that's how the Highland Square Massacre began.
We'd make a lot of money off of it.
There's Home Alone 4, and then there's Home Alone the Holiday Heist.
What? What's that one about?
Some heist, apparently.
There's a fifth one, though. That's what I'm amazed about. The fourth one was so shitty that I can't believe they made a fifth one.
Yeah, I know. It was so terrible.
It was a smart house. He lived in a smart house. That was the plot line. They were trying to attack the smart house.
They're trying to attack the plot line and just destroy it.
And there was nothing there. They did, so
they did really good at that, though.
Happened. We'll have to get on that. We'll have to get on that for around the holidays, or, you know, holiday special kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
I want to do. I want to do some of those shows. Like,
we'll have a Christmas tree. In the,
it was just July 4th.
It'll be yeah
America.
Let me see if you get the same image. When I say July 4th, what cartoon do you think of? It just off the top of your head like that. July 4th cartoon.
None. I'm always outside drinking.
You?
Woody the Woodpecker.
I got Schoolhouse Rock. I don't know. I think it's because of the Schoolhouse Rock. They had the one with all the country or like I'm Just a Bill kind of thing, and there's all that. Because
it's America.
Oh man, I was talking about that the other day.
The cartoon.
Oh, you said cartoon.
Yeah, cartoon. Yeah. Oh, well, definitely Independence Day. They're making this ID4.
What?
Day.
Remember? I
wait. Oh, ID4. I thought you said.
But then Will Smith.
Hold on, they're making another Independence Day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Will Smith. Been like a rumor for a long time. Not going to be associated. He's just too much. Associated. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, how do you make a second one? They blew up the mothership. Like, what, another alien race attacks them?
Yeah, that's just one.
That's a
great. Or maybe we attack the alien race. How about that?
Yeah. How about we just sit on the earth?
Their shit looks nicer than ours. Cool.
Why can't we just sit on the earth and kick it, you know?
Because we got to get off the earth, man.
You're talking about your
the earth is doomed. We raped the hell out of it. We need to get off. We need to get off quick.
I watched that TV series the other day.
Which one?
Under the Dome, I believe is what it's called. It's off of the Stephen King
movie. Yeah, I haven't seen that. I heard it's terrible.
It's actually, but it's as good as a shitty TV series is going to get. I mean,
well, that's not
there's like
much.
The level of good movies, good TV series, and then there's everything else. It falls into that.
So what?
Which one? Everything else?
Yeah, everything else. Oh. But it's just as good as all those anything else is.
What's it about?
A dome comes out of nowhere. An invisible dome comes out of nowhere.
So we don't even know it's happening.
I'm only two episodes into it. I think it's only two episodes. They're supposed to release it every week on Hulu on Friday. So this Friday, maybe I can watch the next one. Anyways, one point, like, it comes down.
So they're like, it's around a town, and they're in a giant snow globe, basically.
Basically, my biggest problem with it is the radio station can, like, randomly hear what's going on outside, but yet they can see each other and aren't actually, like, writing big poster boards or something like that to be like, what is going on?
Prediction.
You know?
It's aliens.
They know that it's not the government because the government can't figure out what's going on with it.
I said aliens. How'd you go government on me?
I'm Shut saying up. It's not
the
government.
It's not the government.
I'm saying it's
I solved it. There.
It's got
to
be aliens.
It'll be aliens, and they're doing an experiment to see how the human race thinks, and then Zorloff will come
Apparently,
out of the big thing.
It's all about the human race and how we are when we're... It's a... Whatever one of those big
Fish
literature words are. I don't know.
The satire?
No, not that one.
A TV show?
I don't know which one it is, but an allegory maybe? Maybe
oh,
that's
okay.
One of those type of things about how if we were shut off from if like the whole world was shut off from everything, like what we would be able to do. I don't know.
Well, it all depends on who you're with, I think.
Well, the fire department's not there either.
I mean,
if I had MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson, I would feel... Just give me Richard Dean Anderson. I don't even need MacGyver.
You're going to eat MacGyver?
No, I don't even need MacGyver.
Oh. Yeah, he did not say eat.
Oh, I thought he said eat MacGyver.
You never know.
Because I would. Fuck it.
I love Richard Dean Anderson.
Who doesn't?
MacGyver, come on.
But anyway, what were we talking about? America? You were talking about the dome. The dome.
Well, there's not much to the plot line other than that. I mean,
but you think we got let me say this:
it was
you,
a social allegory of I'm just
of nouns and
throwing
verbs.
Big words up there, but
let me say this: you did like that one show where they went they went back in time, or was it a different Earth?
Back to the Future?
No. It was a different Earth, but it had dinosaurs on it and stuff. It wasn't Earth. It was another planet that they jumped on.
I only watched the first half of it, but it's really good.
Because they only made a half. That's why you only watched the first half.
I didn't have cable. No, they made the full thing, and they were going to pick it up on Netflix, but they didn't.
Because it was poop.
Well, because they got all these other good TV series. What was it called?
Dinotopia or some crap?
No. That is on Netflix, though. That's where you got that from.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was on Fox.
Do you remember who...
No, wait. To bring it full circle, you said Back to the Future, which was an awesome cartoon. Biff? I just love that cartoon. Mainly because...
I don't know if it was an awesome cartoon. Have you watched it again?
Mainly because... Who's doing those science experiments?
Oh, Bill Nye.
Bill Nye
is how he got his start. And you were talking about
a thing about
we gotta bring it on.
A couple months ago,
I saw Bill Nye live once.
Bill Nye live? What was he doing? Playing?
I went
blues
to the
jazz?
Openers
on his bicycle.
Yeah,
with his epidermis hanging out.
I also not only did I see him live that day, but I also saw Stomp live that day.
Saw who?
Stomp.
So Stomp. Bill Nye was opening for Stomp. Is that what you're telling
Actually,
me?
Stomp was opening for Bill Nye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was the opening of the Inventors Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was a young lad. He was there doing all his Bill Nye badass shit, and I thought it was
awesome.
You know
what's fun? Which he's not allowed to be in there.
It doesn't exist anymore. They got rid of it.
They did?
Yeah. It's a school now. They don't even have an Inventors Hall of Fame.
Oh, my gosh. When did that happen?
I don't know, but they like let people that...
Because who cares about inventions?
Because, yeah, Bill Nye, he wasn't allowed to be like in the Inventors
Hall of Fame. Well, why wasn't he allowed to be?
He didn't invent anything. What did he invent?
I mean, oh, that's true.
What did he invent?
He's just a scientist. But
they
funny.
Wanted like to as an honorary, and they're like, no.
They also had a couple months ago. He was talking about. I was talking about Bill Nye was having a public speaking event, and he got booed because he wasn't
Evolution?
Even saying anything. No, not even that. He said that the moon reflects the sun's light, and that's how the moon lights up. And people were like, no, God made two lights, the moon and the sun. It produces its own light.
Nah, I was chuckling.
Anyway, or you come
full circle.
Come on my face.
No, thank you.
All I want to do for Halloween one year is be John Candy
from Uncle Buck.
No.
Spaceballs?
No. I actually do want to do that as well.
I know you do.
Both of these. Actually, yeah. I should be every John Candy character.
You want to be... John Candy from the cartoon Camp Candy.
No.
Home Alone?
No. I need four other black people to be in it with me. This costume.
Oh, my gosh. Cool running.
Yeah.
Oh! When he just said other black people, we were like, crumple steak. Can't do anything. We know.
All I got to do is rock a Hawaiian
feel
t-shirt
the
and like
feel
some...
the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Cool runnings.
Cool. Great movie.
That is an awesome
I was thinking
movie.
About how Disney has such like, they're just pumping out fucking movies left and right nowadays.
Fox and the Hound 2.
Again.
Not exactly what I was thinking about.
I'm just saying they did it at another time, just we weren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I just...
Fox and the Hound sucked, yet alone they made a sequel to it.
No.
Like, has
no,
two
no.
or three sequels.
I know, but that's not what
They're
I'm talking about.
They're coming out with a new Nemo,
That's
right?
not what I'm talking about. Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
But also
we have Pixar and...
Lone Ranger.
And Disney, which is Monsters U.
I
and then they
that
have their own
awful.
Animation studio, Disney, was like Wreck-It Ralph. And that was not a Pixar.
What,
that was Disney's own studio.
What was that movie all about?
Wreck-It Ralph? The video game? With
yeah.
The one with John C. Reilly?
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then
But it
have...
seemed like it would be like a cool like way to like, hey, I liked Toy Story when I was younger. Watch this movie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like the movie.
I
have
what
it.
You said,
I own
us.
It, but I'm just saying Disney has Pixar coming out with movies. They're coming out with their own animation movies. They have their live action movies.
They're
which,
making money,
which are like,
though.
which are like Pirates and the Lone Ranger and stuff like that. And then they now have Marvel. So Marvel's making movies.
If we could pump out shit out of here and make money, we would be doing it no matter how shitty it was.
I don't know if I agree with that.
If I was like,
I have integrity and standards.
Yeah, man. Take that.
I don't have any of that.
I pay my prostitutes.
With slaps.
Well, yeah. It's in change. They got to count it. But then they charge me for the counting.
It's a duplicity. It's a never-ending battle. It's a never-ending
cycle. Anybody do anything fun over July 4th?
Yeah, let's talk about some July 4th shit.
All right.
Mine you guys sucks.
Do? I ring in America's birthday by getting drunk, eating food, setting off fireworks.
That sounds.
And we golfed a little.
About the norm. I, however, first of all, July 4th.
Yeah, you were busy.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
First of all, no July 4th means... is also my mom's birthday. So, you know, do the family stuff and
America
stuff like
and
that.
Mom
yeah, yeah. Day. But I also had to work, and it was rainy during the day, so it was fucking busy. It wasn't terrible, but like, I don't know, people are
busier
assholes,
than what you
man.
Thought it was gonna be.
No, I expected it. I expected it. July 4th, it's raining. What else are people gonna do? You know, they're gonna come see a movie. Because if it was sunny, I don't know if we'd get the business. We would have, but it seems like these movies are doing really well for some reason. I mean, there's nothing really great out right now. You know what I'm saying? It's not like something everyone's flocking to.
What
like
about
Lone
Pacific
Ranger's
Rim?
Bombing. Pacific Rim comes out next week.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm excited for. Because I think that's... I just want to see giant robots fight giant monsters. I think that's awesome.
I think it's just gay that there's two men per robot. Too close
yeah.
to sounding like two men, one cup, and I don't want to back anything like
I don't,
that.
I don't know if there is a two men, one cup.
If there is a
were,
tub girl,
it would be
though.
Nasty, and I don't want any part of it.
But anyway, like, I don't know, and then...
So the two guys shit in a robot.
America.
But then after work, I had to, I marched in a parade. The Fairlawn Parade.
For how did it go? Did you throw candy?
No, I pulled a wagon.
What was in the wagon?
Pamphlets and like a nail file packet, you know, for my mom's
for the lady
boss
voters.
Is running for judge, so that's why. But I mean, it's not a big deal. Marching in a parade's always weird.
So if it comes down to it, she won't send me to the chair.
Oh no, she'll send you to the chair. Well, she's elected, yeah, well, right to the chair, right to the chair. All right, switching out from Will is our friend. I'm going to call him Grip. I don't know if he wants his name.
No, just call me IT. IT?
Cool.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
IT. Like, IT yeah. in the house. Cool. We're going to talk about video games right now. let's start with the Deadpool video game, which I finished. And I really enjoyed. I think people who are fans of Deadpool will like this game. The story is fun. It's a fun ride.
I was gonna. Can I ask? Like,
yeah.
was the gameplay kind of ass? Because I was actually watching it, and it looked
yeah.
Like
the game
it's hysterical. Man. It's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
As shit.
The
like,
game mechanics are pretty bad.
Yeah, I could tell.
But the combat system, like when you're actually fighting hand to hand, is not that bad. It works.
Okay.
And it uses kind of an Arkham. It uses kind of an Arkham, you know, style. You have combos that you can do and
so
stuff like that.
Control.
And you can combo into the guns and shit.
Good control.
But other than that, jumping and shooting from far distances is pretty poop. It's like, it's made by an Activision. It's High Moon Studios, but then they're a part
Never
of Activision.
Of
yeah.
Under
but,
this huge umbrella.
But you know in Tony Hawk where you could run around instead of skateboard? It was a little better than that. The jumping was wonky. That was the only part that really, and the jumping was the only part that gave me like, I was like, oh, come on. Like, just get on the fucking platform. But the shootings as well, because I would hit guys in the head and their life meter would, like usually when you hit guys in the head and they'd be the same type of enemy, some of them, their heads explode and they're
Yeah, yeah. The explode animation was terrible.
Yeah.
It's poop. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just four it looks squares like, breaking off.
Yeah, it's not red squares. It's not visually the best game.
Like,
the game mechanics
poop. It's like poop, yeah.
are a little wonky. And I will say, I started off this game, I was like, I'm going to play it on its hardest setting because I haven't done that in a while. It just got
this looks like a poop game. I should be able to out shit it.
Yeah, no way. No way, man. It took a dump on my face. It was frustrating. It got to a point where it wasn't even fun. So I turned down the level, and after that, I really enjoyed it. I like the fact that you can upgrade your weapons and your player stats anytime you want.
Yeah, the guy had the hammers. Did you get the hammers?
I did get the hammers. I didn't use them. I got them last, though. I just stuck with my guns and my swords because they worked the best.
It was Deadpool.
Yeah.
He was beating the shit out of some people with
hammers. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can beat the shit out of some people with the hammers. Yeah. They're fucking
the
funny.
8-bit shit was really cool, too, man.
Yeah, there is a part where it goes into like an 8-bit mode overhead and he's like running around. It's funny. It's a fun game.
It is a fun game.
You know what else I liked is when they were going and introducing new characters or something like this, something would always pop up where you could press A. And if you pressed A, it would give you the background of that character, which I really liked and showed you actual cut scenes from comics, actual comics, because I was like, oh, hey, I remember that and all that stuff. But like, you know, when Cable's introduced, it says hit it, press A, you press A, and it's like Deadpool tells you about Cable and who he is and where he comes from. The only problem that there's a lot of problems with the game, but one of them is the story doesn't matter, which is okay for Deadpool, because I'm just looking for a fun experience. But like Cable's always like, Deadpool, you have no idea how much, you know, a part of this you are and what a big important role you play. But you never really find out what that important part is. You're just Deadpool being Deadpool the whole time. You go to to Genosha. Oh, that's hilarious. And
I saw that, yeah. He was landing on Genosha.
Yeah, and to get around Genosha, you actually take a like broken off Sentinel foot and you just use the rocket boosters and pretty much stomp really far around. It's hilarious. Genosha. But I had fun with the game. I like the guy who voices Deadpool. What do you know?
It's like
the one in Marvel, right?
Peter North. That's the porn star.
And the one in Hulk versus Wolverine. I think it's all
the same guy. Yeah, it's the same guy.
It's all the same guy.
I think he does a really good job at portraying Deadpool. And I think this game developer did a good job of portraying Deadpool.
Yeah.
But
they probably didn't have a lot of money, man.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest. Yeah. But I got to give it to him. I enjoyed the game. Like, What can I compare it to? I'm trying to think.
Kind of, I thought it looked like it had a Saints Row.
Yeah, kind of. It like was that kind of like Saints
Row.
It is a little wonky.
Nolan North
at the voice
crazy
of Deadpool.
Crazy shit going on.
And Deadpool actively interacts with the video game and
like,
stuff.
Hey,
and
stop killing me.
Yeah. So that's always fun.
You pushed the wrong button. Yeah. I say that a lot.
So,
but I push jump. I'm playing my video games. I pushed it. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
What's going on
there
the
was
computer?
There was the enemies were like there was a few variations. There was I'm not looking. It wasn't innovative at all. You know.
Yeah.
Definitely wait till it drops in price before you get it. But I was such a fan that I just picked it up the first day because I like Deadpool.
Yeah, I don't get the chance to play a lot of games.
Yeah, and it is a quick game too to play. It's a
so how many hours?
I don't remember my total time. I think it was around 8 or 6 somewhere around there.
That's not
fun.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You gotta make you pay $60 for it. But
exactly for
6 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. The game did make me laugh. There were times that I was a lot of times.
Oh,
I was
laughing watching it. Like,
yeah.
Where he was squeezing that one, the dead girl's titties. That shit was
yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Bouncy.
It was just so funny that, like, they had, what was that one chick? Vertigo.
Vertigo.
And he's like, you, like, fight this other chick, and then at a cutscene, Deadpool just walks out and just blasts her in the head, and she's dead.
Yeah.
He's just dead.
No longer part of the story.
Yeah.
Just like that.
It's great, though.
Gotta trim the fat. This is only an 8-hour game.
And I started talking about, they just released video footage of Grand Theft Auto 5 gameplay.
Yeah.
It looks tits. Like,
really?
It looks awesome. The thing I see with it,
it might not be.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd
just
you
like
hear
it's
that
gonna
for?
Handle the same, be that.
Oh no! They totally changed like the way you shoot.
Good.
Yeah, but someone was shooting with
Tell
it. It looked
me.
Like
the driving the cars,
the
like
flying,
all that
the swimming,
yeah, the flying, all
you can
that
scuba
shit.
Dive now and all this.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I forgot. About
Here's
that.
The thing about Grand Theft Auto is that I never actually beat the game,
the
any
story?
Of them, yeah. Because I'd play 20% of the game and then just do whatever the hell I want because it was so much fun. Do it just in that world where you
five
could
stars
do
every time.
Everything
five
you want.
Wake up with five stars.
That's what I see the problem with
that's
this.
How I live life.
That's what I see the problem with this game is that they put way more of that stuff in there and it's way more in depth that you could play the game without ever playing the game.
Yeah.
That's waste of time.
I know. I know.
That's
but
what
it's
sucks.
So fun.
Is yeah, it would be.
But
fun.
You're three characters too. You're
yeah,
not
you're
just one.
There's three.
Doesn't one have like a satchel?
No. There's a black guy. There's an old bank robber, and then there's just some white trash.
Yeah, who's always
I'm and you off. Switch between all of, and
they're actively
they're,
doing shit.
Yeah,
even if you're
so
not
they,
playing,
they
them.
Might get caught by the like be in trouble with
so
the
you
cops, and
go
you got
to
switch
them.
To them. Well, you just switch to that kid. You play as him.
Gotcha.
So you play as three central characters.
Whew.
Which is actually kind of, and like for heist and the stuff you bank or rob and stuff, you plan out the attacks and stuff. It's not just, here's your mission, go. It's you pick who's on your team, you plan out your attacks and this stuff. So it's very in-depth now, at least from what we're seeing.
Right, it seems
that way.
World of Warcraft.
Well, yeah.
I almost got back into it tonight.
At the end of the trailer, they were like, we'll show you...
hook, line, and sink, man.
We'll show you a Grand Theft Auto online, and it looked like just bunches of people doing shit. This guy was just standing in the high-rise looking out the window. Some guy's flying by in a jet. People are, like, crashing their cars in the street and
shit
like
it looks
that.
Pretty... It'll be fun, man. Living in America. The shooting's really good in it. The shooting's really good.
It seemed really good. Yeah this guy was just popping people and like moving.
Those
fluid,
old ones, those handle like poop.
Oh yeah, trying to
they
shoot, and then your camera is like looking at the guy for you're yeah. shooting over to your right. You're like, what the fuck, man?
Poop.
So that looks interesting.
Handles like diarrhea.
Let's get into it. Curly Mustache.
Yes,
was
let's
yesterday.
Talk about it.
Curly Mustache.
So
a
you
fighting.
Saw the finals,
well, hold on.
Right?
I haven't seen the final matches,
hold on.
No, but I saw where the two dudes took their shirt off.
That was where the final match was. But Curly Mustache is a fighting video game tournament, most and specifically Marvel, that they
put
do on
by
East
IFC
Coast
Yikes.
And West Coast. This was the West Coast version of Curly Mustache, and it's always fun to watch because people are just going
Hands.
Balls to the wall, like they're really getting at each other, which is
fun.
It's all it's like an invitation only, like you
high
have to
roller.
Get, yeah,
high
you
roller.
Have to get
high
invited roller. By Yipes, and then like that, it's just crazy matches happening all the time, and
yeah, and it was there were some really good matches.
Yes, there were.
There were some excellent matches because
you didn't have Chris
Blue River
there.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, and then Filipino champ even got. Kind of knocked out earlier.
Yeah,
than
he almost got knocked out by Marn.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious. Marn,
yeah.
The Marn.
Marn doesn't even play this shit anymore, and he fucking comes back. That shit was pretty funny.
He was licking his lips and stuff. Yeah. He's like, he's yelling at Ray Ray or no,
call.
It,
yeah,
Ray
yeah,
or,
yeah. Called him a scrub and shit.
He was
yeah.
like, get out of here. He's done. He's done for. Filipino champ.
Don't help him scrub.
And, beat Marn, but that was
went
a hilarious
Phoenix.
Battle.
Yeah,
he went to Phoenix.
Poop Phoenix.
Yeah.
throw balls, duh.
But the grand finals were hilarious. It was Deus Ex versus Killer Kai.
Yeah,
and
it was funny.
Deus Ex almost won it. He was up in the count, and then Killer Kai pulled out a real X Factor and ripped his shirt off, and then came back to reset the bracket.
No, he lost, man.
Reset the bracket.
Yeah, he reset the bracket, but he's ended up losing.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying, like, he at the first
he
point.
He believed in the wrong zero, yeah, yeah. I guess.
He was, it looked like he was dead to rights. The Deus Ex was going to win it just from the first set.
Yeah, like
and then
the
he came back and reset the bracket.
First two, Deus Ex just shits
murdered.
On him.
Really?
Murdered.
Sorry.
God. But it was funny.
No, it's
all right. Yeah.
I just got a wild
Killer one. Kai takes off his shirt.
They don't have the videos up yet.
Deus Ex is like, I'm not going to be outdone. And he takes off his shirt.
Yeah.
So
at first
funny.
He's like, no. And they're like, you got to do it. You're a pussy. Okay. And he just takes it off.
Two sweaty nerds playing video games.
Taking a shirt off.
Yeah, that's
we see some double. Yeah, you,
they'd have to.
They'd have to blackball.
Big old titties.
Damn.
Yeah, scramble them out.
Pixelate them. 8-bit them.
Yeah, he's got some titties.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And he doesn't wear things that draw the eye away from him. Get a bra.
Did you play Last of Us?
No, I have not. I haven't played the Dust Station in a while, man.
That poop.
Yeah.
So what's this about?
Are you still getting
Nintendo?
The 4, by the way?
What's this about,
yes,
Nintendo?
All right, cool.
I'm going.
Who, am I, who
well,
do
well,
I have
yeah,
to kill?
Let's talk a little bit about this first.
Okay.
Because we got to it last time, but I had to cut it. I just cut it for time, basically.
We were running over.
Well, we got on that whole God talk. And
yeah.
That's a deep hole, right?
Yeah, that is.
Just a sinkhole. Yeah, screw that. So if I offended you, cry in a corner. anyway, but so, yeah, Xbox flipped and said, hey, guess what? Don't worry about it. You'll be able to trade games and, you know, you won't have to pay $10 if you borrow a game
from
a friend.
Stepped away from the no DRM,
Yeah.
Or no, they went to no DRM. I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing about that is, I still kept my PlayStation pre-order because Xbox came out with this and gamers said, you know, that's shitty. We don't like that. I personally liked it. You liked it.
Yeah, the DRM stuff. Yeah, I'm always connected anyways, aren't you?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying for the, like, trading games and all this other stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I really don't. If you want my opinion, I'll give it. But
I want to put one right out the box.
You're a big multiplayer, though. You play like you hardly ever play campaigns.
This is true.
Okay, I like playing campaigns, so it would be a bother to me. Let's say the internet goes out and I can't even get on the Xbox to play.
No, you'd have given. You only had to check in once every 20, which is it was stupid. But I mean, it was. I mean, 5 months out, they could have changed that to 2 days. They could have changed it to whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, that's kind of dumb. I agree. But, I mean, that's the thing. It would have cut out the middleman, and then developers wouldn't have to charge extra to make more of a profit because they have to sell it to GameStop.
Right.
But you cut out the middleman, they can sell for cheaper and retain same profit.
But
we would have got games for cheaper eventually, which was a good thing. It's what Steam's doing. It's what Steam's doing right now. I just bought Alan Wake $5.
There's manufacturing that goes into
copy. I mean,
there's a factory that makes those hard copies. What do you think runs it? Praying? No. Money.
But the thing about it for me is, and why I didn't switch my pre-order or anything, is that like there was an outrage against this, pretty much.
There was a huge
outrage, and Xbox came out with a statement that said, if you don't like it, you can buy an Xbox 360. That was their answer at the time, until they got those pre-sale numbers, and then they said, oh, wait, never mind, we'll switch it now, because they did not do as well as expected, and I just think that's a shitty way to treat your customers,
why,
to do business.
Everyone already forgave Sony. I brought this up
for
to
what?
Him, yeah. too.
Tell them.
Okay,
them giving out their info, is that what you're talking about?
No, back when the PSN got hacked or whatever, a bunch of people's information got stolen, they made it so when you re-signed up back to PSN, you could not sue them, because before they didn't have any protection and people were suing them any costs of or whatever damages that Sony had caused the person. So you had to agree not to sue them in case they got hacked again, which they did later down the line. They got hacked again, but you couldn't sue them in case people took your credit card information and bought a fucking boat. They made you say no, can't assume, and able to get back on PSN.
Do you think that's something most people don't do, or most companies don't do? Do you think?
I definitely think most people,
or most companies. I mean, do you think? When you agree to something on Apple, don't you think it says the same thing in there?
Probably.
Well, I mean, the problem was they didn't have it at first, and then they said, we are going to have it. If they would have came out and said it at first, no one would have said anything about it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about how at first when the Xbox came out, they're like, you're going to have to pay to play online.
Oh, everyone's no, because the PSN network was, it's pretty craptacular.
Oh, yeah. It's awful. Bad.
From what the video they put out of how
but
the new...
But before anyone played it, when they were hearing that, they were like, right. Well, I don't want to pay to play online.
Well, Xbox
already pay for the internet.
Well, it wasn't that bad because Xbox started that with the first Xbox. They had Xbox Live and you paid $50 a month, where PlayStation didn't really have that.
A year.
$50 a year. And so then PlayStation was like, well, our network's going to be free. And Xbox was just like, well, you're still going to pay for it, but you'll see why, pretty much. I mean, with the Xbox 360, they did a really great job of the interface of using Xbox Live, and they really did well with that, where PlayStation, especially in 3, fell off. It was
awful.
Bad.
But maybe because they did all of that, because they knew all of that, they're thinking ahead, Xbox. Uh-huh. Maybe with all those changes they did pitch, could have changed everything for the better.
Yeah, what are you getting at?
Like, they clearly know what they're doing, Xbox, like, yeah, Microsoft.
Yeah. Right. Well,
they are one of the bigger companies compared to Sony.
Yes.
Looking down the line, because they're a company that's going to be around. They want to make a lot of money in the future, as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
So, they might come up with the better ideas for the way everything should be run in the future.
Perhaps.
We were also 5 months out, man. That's the thing. Everyone was losing.
They could change it back.
Everyone
Fuck
was
it.
Flipping shit half a year away or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And look, now the Xbox is already getting better memory, and now they went to no DRM. Like, they'll probably keep changing shit. Watch, they'll just keep doing it. And then Sony's gonna be now. All right, so now that there's no DRM, what's the selling point on the PS4 for you?
Now that there's no DRM,
Xbox doesn't, so why are you keeping your PS4?
Because I like the
exclusives. Oh, okay, the price.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. Yes. I like, and plus, like I said, the principle of it, that Xbox treated their customers like they didn't listen to their customers, they just listened to the pre-sale numbers. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a shitty way to treat your customers. It's bad business.
Right.
So
it's
that
good
principle.
Business because if they want to sell to people, well, we fucked.
And
up.
I think isn't the PlayStation 4 a?
It is more powerful.
Yeah, I like that.
It's got more power.
Obviously,
yeah, it is.
I mean, I can tell the difference between Xbox 6 games and PlayStation 3 games, but obviously, it's a very minute difference. Just things are a little sharper. That kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's not a huge selling point for me, but I also wanted to get excited about PlayStation again. I don't know. I like the console wars, so I like being involved in them. You know, I'm getting something. I'm getting
wars.
This, and so I just went with the PlayStation this time.
That's cool. Hey,
yeah. I mean, I'm not upset.
I don't have either pre-order. I'll get a Wii U if they allow Smash Brothers to be played at Evo.
Which they won't.
Have the PlayStation, you can have the Xbox. And,
well, also my girlfriend said she might be getting an Xbox. So I said, why switch? We'll just have both.
I'll buy something that'll collect dust, honey. You buy the good poop.
Well, I use the I use the PlayStation quite a bit now because I use it more for the Blu-rays.
Okay.
Which Xbox One will obviously have now.
Oh.
And the 3D Blu-rays for PlayStation. And I think there's a better video quality through Netflix on the PlayStation.
Aren't they both 1080p?
I don't know. It just seemed like, to me, it seemed like it was Blu-ray quality on the PlayStation.
I think that might
It could be. Just be a distinction in my mind.
Yes.
I think we should look at it back to back.
I've done both, man. I've never noticed the difference.
Okay.
But they did say that there's more people who watch Netflix on the PS3 compared to the Xbox.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, on the Xbox?
Well,
I watch it on the Wii because it's so much easier to use.
The interface for the PlayStation is a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you have that. If you want to search
Netflix, okay.
If you want to search for something on PlayStation 3 on Netflix, it comes up with a with the letters, but they're in a box shape instead of a line like yeah. an Xbox, which just makes it easier to navigate. And all right, well, let's wrap everything up. Kind of a random episode.
Yeah, it's just a random episode. Things get hectic for us, you know, during the...
Yeah, yeah.
during, you know, the holiday season.
Sorry, Rick couldn't be here. We couldn't do the toy nerd news. We'll have to get to that next time. Toys. Yeah, I do too. I like toys are something I never was into, and then they had the show Toy Hunter on, I forget which channel it's on, but I watched it thinking, you know, how could this be interesting? And I got hooked. I watched the whole marathon that day because it is really cool to see these old toys and how much they're worth and this kind of
and
thing.
And why they're worth so much.
Yeah, and that there's a gold Optimus Prime out there that's $300 or something like that. Or the most expensive toys were the ones with defects that you didn't know about.
Correct.
You know?
Or because just because something's rare doesn't mean it's valuable. Because if no one wants it, who cares? What?
They're saying two guys, one mic over there.
Full circle.
We have
IT.
We
gotta end on that.
We're
ending on that.
IT and Catfish sharing a mic right now. I only have three. So yeah, we'll get into that. He'll be joining us next time. I had fun today.
I did too.
Random, but yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
I never forbid you had fun with her.
Well, I just mean there wasn't. Too much to talk about recently.
No.
We're still waiting on the Wolverine to come out, which I'm scared of, because I hope it's a lot better than Origins.
It kind
of
looks... I'm not...
It looks a little poopy.
Yeah,
it does. It looks a little
looks
poopy,
shitty.
I'm going to say that.
I'll say it.
But it doesn't look as bad as Wolverine Origins.
I like the comic, it'll be good.
But it doesn't look
yeah,
like it's
yeah.
I don't think I've seen a trailer for it.
The Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Go check that out. It's worth all right. Saying.
Well,
so
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, so we'll
but until Evo, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, guys. Evo is next week. Yep. So we I hope.
No, it's this weekend.
This weekend, yes, I'm sorry. Wow, it's already
I know, right?
Fuck.
It's already been a year.
In Ohio this weekend?
On Sunday. Hopefully it fucking rains.
Yeah, we missed the finals
of
Evo.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Evo, for those of you who don't know, is the fighting video game championship. We're
all fighting games,
pretty much, and
all fighting, like, games
that I
don't even play anymore.
I
except Smash,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yes.
We gotta riddle
I
that.
I highly suggest checking
this,
it out, especially
why are you
Nintendo
being
never lets us down.
Never. Hey, look at that Wii still running. How many Xboxes?
But we're into fighting video games. And
that's fine. It's a grower, not a shower. You know?
Long and steady.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it play DVDs
yet? I don't need
Does
it to.
Play
I got
DVDs
I got a DVD player. I got.
That was the most disappointing thing.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Like,
at
my
the
brother's
time.
Got this Wii. Let me go play a DVD.
You can.
Like, nope, not happening.
No,
but at
PSD
no point
so
have I ever gone.
So I can play
this
DVDs.
Sucks. I don't have a DVD
PlayStation
player.
PlayStation never lets us down, apparently. That's what
it is. Except if you get hacked or you're on the PS3.
Or you play those shitty games.
PlayStation has some really
oh,
good
Oh, yeah.
Self-titles.
Crash Bandicoot was so long ago, bro. Let it go.
Last
joking.
Of Us just came out,
War.
Man.
Yeah.
God of War, Last of Us. People like
it. It's
God of War is all
right. Alan Wake. Was that was PS3. Exclusive,
Grand
right?
Theft Auto
no, was it?
No, I got that. I just got that on Steam. $5 collector's edition.
Wow.
DRM, baby. Love it.
So, we're going to pick our three. We're going to have a goddamn council war in our living room with these three users.
We'll just throw them at each other, and whichever one doesn't break
is
the
PC
victor.
PC wins all.
Yeah.
PC wins it all at the moment.
In the end, Microsoft has your
most
money.
Most powerful online.
It's true.
So, well, now that you found all the answers in the universe, you'll see.
Going to PC's like,
God damn it.
I mean, a good one's wrong. $2,000, you know, you can get up there. That's why.
Hey, it's cool.
Expensive.
All right,
cool. That's
well,
why I steal them.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, stay cool, everybody.
Back to our regular program. you've dug yet.
No, I'm working on it.